Welcome to Hope Is Here. Do you have just a burning desire to do something, but you've got that 9-to-5 job that you just feel like you're just grinding, wasting time, waiting to retire? Well, I've got some hope for you today. We've got Scott Harvey with us today, and he has started a really cool thing about side gigs. Scott, tell us a little bit, what is a side gig? I know what it is, but maybe some people driving or listening to the podcast are thinking, what is a side gig?
That's a great question. And to me, a side gig is that thing that you've always wanted to do, but just never got around to doing. I believe people, almost everybody out there has something they want to be doing that's different than what they're doing for their day job. Some people absolutely love their day job and they're functioning in their sweet spot, and that's great. But even those people, there's something usually creative or something a little bit risky when it comes to business that they want to be involved in. They just don't know where to start. And, as somebody who ran his own side gig for about 8 years of my life, it can be done, and it can be done effectively. And it doesn't ever have to become more than a side gig if you don't want it to. But we live in a world today with technology where if you're not getting paid for what you're good at, you're just not trying hard enough, because every channel out there will help you market for free what it is you're doing, whatever that is. And I started the side gig community on Facebook at the end of January because I wanted a place where people could come together in a private Facebook group. It is private. You have to apply to become a member of it. Because social media becomes a highlight reel and it becomes a place where we share our polished self. I wanted Side Gig to be a place where we could share work in progress. We could get feedback from other creative people. We could say, hey, I'm struggling with incorporating my business. And somebody says, I just did that last year. This is what I did. And people connect sometimes in side conversations, sometimes on the main Facebook page, but just a way of supporting each other. Because 9 years ago when I started my side gig, it was just something that I wanted to do, and I wanted to see if I could do it. And I learned a lot of things the hard way. And we're so connected today. There's no reason for that. There's no reason that we can't build a supporting community. And it's a growth mindset. I believe if I allow other people to succeed, it helps me succeed as well. It's not a fixed mindset where there's X amount of money out there and I need to go get all of it and I need to keep everybody else from getting a piece of that pie. I feel like the more I create, the more money I earn, the more other people can earn, because I can set them up to help them earn money doing what it is they are passionate about.
Well, one of my favorite Bible verses in Proverbs says, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Same philosophy.
Same philosophy, absolutely. Zig Ziglar said, if you can get anything in the world you want if you help other people get what they want. Same exact thing. Zig may have ripped off the Bible in that quote, but same sentiment exactly.
Well, share a little bit. I know what your side gig is, but just share for an example, like what's your side gig?
So for me, it's speaking and coaching. I've been professionally speaking for about 9 years now. I did it on the side at the police department. I used vacation time. I got up at 4 a.m, 5 days a week for about 6 years. And that's one of the things I hear when I talk to people about their side gigs. They say, I just don't have the time. You have every bit of the 24 hours that Thomas Edison had, that Henry Ford had, that all of these people have. They just use theirs better than you do. And I include myself in that. I watch a lot of TV. If I didn't do that, what could I accomplish? And I got up at 4 a.m, and 2 or 3 days a week, I tried to go to the gym because I want to be around long enough to see my daughters grow old. And then 2 or 3 days a week, I was working from home for a couple hours before I ever went to the police department. And there's a lot of brain research out there that says something as simple as making your bed in the morning will make you more productive that day, because you've started your day by accomplishing a task, even though it's small. By accomplishing a goal, you started by making your bed. And if nothing else happens that day, you did that one thing and you did it well. And so I adapted that to my side gig to say, for 2 hours in the morning, I'm going to work. And if I get nothing else done at the police department, because not every day is a textbook day at the police department, things happen where we don't get as much done as we thought we could. But I got stuff done before I ever went there. And, I just feel like today, you can work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from wherever you want in the world, if that's what you choose to do.
Well, you tell a great story in your podcast. If you're interested in the speaking career, you ought to check it out. It's called the Speaking of Harvey podcast. But you tell about, you know, while you were doing that work between 4 and 7 a.m. that your boss said, hey, man, we got to figure something out here because I keep getting dings at 5 a.m., 4 a.m. Talk about how you got on the solution side of that, though.
Yeah, I had to show him because that's when I worked on my calendar. That's when I emailed clients. That's when I booked hotel reservations for the speaking gigs that I was doing. And I kept my boss apprised at the police department of my calendar because I was requesting vacation days for that. He knew what I did. He said, you know, as long as you get your things done at the police department and it's not more than, you know, one day a week, then we'll work through this. I had a lot of vacation time saved. But he told me, he said, man, my phone is dinging a lot from 4 to 6 in the morning. And I said, let me show you how to silence that. You know, I put up a do not disturb for those notifications. And I recommend everybody does that. Give yourself some time to sleep at night. The only way my phone makes noise at night is if you physically call me. You text me, I'll text you back when I get up in the morning. But I had to show him how to silence those because that's when I was working. And it actually started to cause an issue for me at the police department because during that time, I would schedule posts to hit, you know, blog posts, that kind of stuff at peak times, lunchtime, you know, that kind of stuff. And I got accused of working on it from the police department. And I'm like, these are pre-scheduled posts. I'm doing it from 4 and 6 in the morning, but if I post it then, nobody will read it. And so you can put those things into your routine to where it's populating all throughout the day while you're working your 9 to 5, whatever that looks like.
Scott, what are some of the benefits of pursuing a side gig?
You know, I think it allows you to use different areas of your brain, so to speak. I coached a lady the other day who's a full-time nurse. You know, that's what she does, 40 hours a week. And her side gig is making cakes. And she makes beautiful, you know, birthday cakes, wedding cakes. She does chocolate dipped strawberries at Valentine's Day. She does all this sweet treat stuff. And I asked her, I said, well, is this a money making thing? Why are we doing this? Because there's a nursing shortage right now. I know you know this. It was what I was telling her. I said, you could work all day and you could make a killing on overtime as a nurse. She said, the cakes allow me to be creative. And they allow me to do something that I don't do as a nurse. And I said, perfect. I said, then is this money-making or is this creative? And she said, yes. I said, great. Now we know. And now we can move forward. Because if it was just money, I would say, let's do nursing and let's do overtime shifts and let's do all of that. It wasn't just money. It allows me to be creative. And so I think, you know, it allows us to use different areas of our brain. You know, there's a lot of research out there. If you're a student athlete, if you play one sport year-round, you're actually going to increase your injuries. Your body has to do different things and use different muscle groups. And so this is kind of that for your brain, that your 9 to 5 is one thing and your side gig is something different. Even if you're doing the same thing, I coached a guy the other day who was a CPA. He was an accountant and his side gig was, you know, basically doing books. But he said, when I'm doing it for me, it's different than when I'm doing it for, you know, the office, so to speak. You know, I'm able to counsel clients. I'm able to really spend time and get to know them and help them solve the problems that are showing up as symptoms in their budget. You know, we can start drilling down and solving these problems. And he has the time to do that in the side gig. And he's able to use his skills in a different way.
Well, obviously, you know, sometimes when you try to pursue the side gig, there's sometimes potential problems. What kind of information, wisdom could you share with our listeners about that?
You know, I think some of the potential problems you have is the tendency to want to shortchange your day job. You know, the problem I've discovered with being an entrepreneur, and I've been an entrepreneur for years, but I'm, you know, full time into that now, is there's no off switch. Like, there's not a time that I'm not thinking about the business. And that can create a problem when you're clocked in on someone else's dime and you're thinking about your business. So, you know, there are ways around that. There are ways that, you know, that you've got to get enough done before you go to the office, or say, you know, you can use a memo thing in your phone and you can jot it down and say, I need to do this when I get home. And then it's done. It took 5 seconds of your day. Because if you don't write it down, it's just going to continue mulling over in your head. It's going to distract you. And that's not fair to your employer. And John Acuff, who I'm a big fan of, he wrote a book and I believe it was called Quitter. And he said, you know, you can't hustle on your dream job and shortchange your day job. That's not fair. He said, you've got to, and he said, actually, if you shortchange your dream job or your day job, you will begin to shortchange your dream job, because you can't just do something halfway and then come home and expect something to be 100%, because you're setting that mindset that I only have to do just enough to get by. You know, you have to be real clean and clear about your expectations for the day job, especially. And I tell people all the time to let their boss know, hey, this is kind of what I do on the side, so that they're aware, so that there's no secrets. You have to make sure there's no non-competes. You know, if you're out as an accountant and you're taking side business as an accountant, there could be an issue there, and you could have some kind of a non-compete with your employer. But, you know, I talked with one guy the other day who was a DJ, and his side job, or his side gig, was a DJ, and his daytime job was IT tech support. Absolutely no conflict there. But his boss knew that he was a DJ on the side and supported him in that, and because there's no compete there. And actually, if I've got employees, I want them to be really happy. And so if pursuing a side gig makes them happy and I support that as their boss, it actually makes them more productive for me, and it allows them to feel like I actually care about the rest of their lives. You know, some of the Eastern countries are a little bit ahead of this. They train their employees for marital situations, for finance situations, for parenting situations. Because if I train you for the things that are outside of the job, the 9-to-5, so to speak, you're less distracted at work. You feel like I care, and you'll be more loyal to me. And it's not done in a way that's manipulative. It's done in a way that we're, you know, 24/7 creatures, and you're only here with me 40 hours a week. That's not even half of your week. And so training you for the rest of your life actually makes you a more productive, more loyal member of the 9-to-5 job.
Well, another thing that you do, Scott, that I think could help people if they say, "You man, I've lost hope about doing this, following the stream, this passion, this side gig that you're talking about," is mastermind groups. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I've done a lot of free coaching calls, and I offer free coaching calls through the Side Gig Facebook page, and that's pretty easy to find on Facebook. But, you know, one of the things I learned is that sometimes you can help up somebody a lot in 30 minutes, but sometimes you can help them a whole lot more by meeting weekly. You know, I joined a paid mastermind about 6-8 months ago. And I'm still in that paid mastermind, even though I run a paid mastermind now. And what a mastermind is, it sounds more diabolical than it actually is. It sounds superhero-ish type stuff, but it's a way to kind of put a community around yourself, because side gigs are usually very isolating. You're working a lot of solopreneurs. You're the chief everything officer. The CEO is the chief everything officer. You're doing everything that's to be done. And there's nobody to bounce ideas off of. There's nobody to encourage you to pursue the good ideas and discourage you from pursuing the dumb ideas, because they all sound good in our head.
Absolutely.
And a mastermind is a place where you meet weekly with hard-charging individuals who are, you know, killing it at their day job and their side gig, or full-time entrepreneurs, and you can throw up ideas and say, "What do you think of this?" Because I believe firmly there's not a person in the world who doesn't have the skills to do what they're passionate about. But all of those people have a mental issue keeping them from pursuing what they're passionate about. And the mastermind is a great place to surround yourself with like-minded people, to get challenged. You know, one of the first things I do with mastermind members is we lay out 90-day goals. Annual goals are great. I can't think a year ahead. I need to know what I'm doing this month. And then every week we check in. Where are we on this? And I know when I get in that call, they're going to check with me. So I better have done something. And it's a way to motivate me, because these people are killing it in their business, and I want to be those people. And it's a way that together, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. You know, I believe that when everybody gets better together, everybody gets better.
All right. People want to find out more information about this, Scott, being a part of a mastermind group, a part of the Side Gig Facebook page. What's the best way to do that?
They can email me at speakingofharvey@gmail.com, or they can search Side Gig on Facebook.
All right. Well, I'm Greg Horn. We hope you join us next time on Hope Is Here.
Taking care of Central Kentucky's floral needs for over 25 years, Creations by Karen features floral arrangements for every occasion, from anniversaries, corsages, Valentine's Day, as well as birthday gifts. You can count on Creations by Karen to deliver beautiful anniversary flowers, new baby gifts, bridal arrangements, or sympathy flowers. Contact them today at Creations with a K, bykaren.net. That's creations-by-karen.net.